வணக்கம். திஸ் ப்ரோக்ராம் ஆன் தி ஏன்ஷியன்ட் இந்தியன் ஃபிலோசஃபி வேதாந்தா இஸ் ப்ரவுட்லி ஸ்பான்சர்ட் பை ஆக்லாந்து தமிழ் அசோசியேஷன்.
குட் மார்னிங் எவ்ரிவன் அண்ட் அ வெரி ஹாப்பி நியூ இயர். டுடே வி வில் பி கண்டினியூங் ஃப்ரம் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் கிளாஸ் விச் இஸ் வேல்யூ ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் from the book Vedanta Treatise, The Eternities by A. Parthasarathy. So if you guys remember, last time we concluded at the proverb by Swami Ramatirtha, which is, your motto in life should be to strive, to struggle and not to succeed. Now, you must be wondering why not to succeed. It all sounds fine when you say your motto should be to strive and struggle, but why not succeed? See, the whole idea of philosophy is to make you think. The point is, any religion, you know, if you go to, especially Hindu religion, and if you go to Puranic stories, everything is put in a way that makes you, you know, think. It is in a contradictory term sometimes. So, for example, if you remember, Lord Krishna has 16,000 girlfriends. Now, you might be wondering, isn't that very materialistic? And why is he a god? Why 16,000 girlfriends? Now, for a simple thing like that, if I ask you, generally, are you happy with your marriage? Somebody would say, yes, sir, I'm fine. My wife treats me well and all, that's okay. Now, if I ask you, if I pose a question and say, I'll give you another wife, how is it? Will you be okay? Then you say, no, sir, one wife is okay to handle, but two wives are a bit difficult. I'll give you a third wife. Will you be okay? Oh my God, I can't take it. So now, if you want to handle people, it's very difficult. I'm not talking about wife or anything, but it's just partners. If you want to handle partners, it's quite difficult, and you all know that. Now, to handle 16,000 people, you must be God. It is not easy. So now, why 16,000 wives? It should make you think. So the whole idea of Vedanta, whole idea of any philosophy is to make you think. If you do not think, you cannot be a philosopher. What you can be is a philosophy professor, but not a philosopher. So your life's motto should be to strive and struggle, meaning you must work, period. You must work for your ideal that you've set up. But not to succeed, meaning don't think about success. Don't worry about success. Success is inevitable. So if somebody might ask you, what is success? There are many definitions of success. Somebody will say, success is $1 million. Success is, I need to get married. Success is, I need to get a job. Success is probably I need to gain a university degree. So for different people, it is different definitions of success. But if you carefully analyze, when you ask the question, what is success? You know, if you think about it, success is an effect. It can be anything. So, for example, I've already given you, it can be any example, but it always is an effect. And the effect belongs to the future, right? Now, what is the, you know, contribution or contributory factor for the effect is a cause. Now, it cannot be any cause. It has to be the right cause. So, success is an effect. Cause is right action in the present. Now, why worry about success? This is what Vedanta is saying. When you can strive and struggle and keep the and put in the right causes. So, for example, a student, there are two kinds of students, you know, two kinds of students where one person writes an exam, and after writing the exam, he's worried, sick. What will happen? Now, if you see the first ranker, you know, the person who is really good in studies, when he writes the exams, he doesn't bother about where is the result, what is happening with the result, because he knows he has put in the right actions and that will procure him the result. So this is the whole idea of your life's motto should be to strive and struggle. Don't worry about the success when you put in the right actions. Now, sometimes you might be wondering, it's not always the case. So sometimes, you know, things don't turn out to be in the way you expected. For that, what Vedanta says is, you can't be sure about anything. So you might put in all the right causes, and all of a sudden, you're putting right causes in the business, and all of a sudden, you know, dollar value goes down. You can't do anything about it. But at least you'll be satisfied that you're putting the right causes. Don't worry about the success. It'll come inevitable. Now, we'll continue with the topic. Topic is value of action. Human beings must keep pace with the march of time if they are to survive in the struggle for existence. Mere acquisition of knowledge would not suffice. Knowledge comes from the past. It has to be translated currently into action. Thoughts and ideas must be transformed into deeds. So what he is saying here is, only knowledge has no meaning. See, a Google can do a better job than you. So there are many people who are bookworms. They just keep on reading. They just keep on reading different Vedantic books too. So they can give you a big lecture on Vedanta. But how much are they following what they are preaching is the question. So as I already said, you could be a philosophy professor, but to be a philosopher, you need to change your knowledge, convert it into actions, which is a process. It has three stages. First is you acquire knowledge. Second is it's called manana, where you churn the knowledge in within yourself. That means you need to think about it, rethink it. So once you think about the knowledge, that churning of the knowledge transforms the information into wisdom, which is living knowledge. This is what he's talking about, which is actions. So if you talk to an example, an alcoholic, you tell him, why are you drinking? Don't you know it is harmful to you? Now, you'd be surprised, many alcoholics know much more than the doctor himself. They'll know what is happening to them. If they drink, what will happen and how harmful it is, yet they drink. So what is happening here? They have the knowledge, probably more than the doctor sometimes, but they can't convert the knowledge into wisdom, which is not having alcohol, since he's an alcoholic. Now, that conversion happens only when you think about the knowledge that you have gained. Similarly, in Vedanta, when you take in knowledge, you must churn. You must think about it over and over again. And once you're convinced about it, once there is a conviction that comes in, then you live it. Next paragraph. Your motto in life should be to strive to struggle, not to succeed. Work well accomplished is the joy of life. Success or failure is immaterial. What really matters in life is your ability to adopt action to obligation. Your business lies in action alone, not in the reward accruing from it. Let not the anxiety for enjoying the fruit disturb the course of your action. Next para. Just be in the struggle. That becomes your bounded duty. Work on for work's sake. Learn to be indifferent towards pleasure or pain, or joy or sorrow, honor or dishonor that may occur out of your action. Your life is enriched by accomplishment of right action rather than outward success or failure. Take up your work with no extra grind. Do what you ought to do in life. Go about it in an independent spirit. Work then becomes a pleasure. Pleasure or happiness lies in the garb of work. So what he's saying here is, as we discussed last time, somebody asked Swami Ramatirtha, what is rest? Meaning, what is peace? What is happiness? He said, intense work is rest. You might be very surprised, but yes, this is it. This is the formula for peace. You must work, work and work. But how? We already covered. By renouncing your ego. And your only concentration should be, you must do your obligations. So he's saying, take up actions as obligations. So you are raising your kid. Do it as an obligation. Raise your kid. This is what you have to do since you produced it, kid. These are my obligations. Let me do it. As a husband, you have certain obligations. Just do it. As a wife, you have certain obligations. You must perform them. So perform your obligations without any expectations from it. So that's what he says. Do not court success. In the sense, don't be looking for success. Success will come once you perform your obligations properly. See, somebody said the other day we had to attend a marriage. And in that marriage, the pandit was saying there are certain mantras he was, I think he was explaining. And he one of the mantras, I don't know exactly, he said, may we have good kids. See, he is blessing the bride and the bridegroom. May you have good kids so that they will support you when you're old. I mean, when I heard this, I think I'm definitely sure he must have made a mistake. Because nowhere in Vedanta it says, have kids so that they'll take care of you. Is that the reason you're having kids? Why are you having kids? No, so that they will take care of me in the future. No. That's not the right attitude. That's not what Vedanta is saying. Vedanta is saying, you had kids for whatever reasons, just raise them as obligation. Don't expect anything. Just to go a little off track, one of the books that Swamiji has written, Parthasarathi Ji, has written a book called Fall of the Human Intellect. And that is the first book that is taken up in the academy. Then we go on to the next book. There's a poems book. And after that, there is Atma Bodha, Bhajagovindam. And then we come to Vedanta Treatise. Now, in the Fall of the Human Intellect, there is a portion called 6 Reasons for Marriage. Now, if you do not have those 6 reasons, you do not need to get married. And one of the first reasons for marriage is progeny. People have this innate tendency to produce kid for whatever reason. Some people want to, you know, they want my family name should go on. And what kind of, some kind of weird reasons people have. But there are certain reasons why people want to have kids. And if you do not have those reasons, you don't need kids, neither do you need marriage. So I would advise you to, you know, go through that book. It'll be very useful. If you don't have the 6 reasons, do not get married. But if you have any one of the reasons, you need to. Now, so the whole idea Vedanta is trying to say is to strive, to struggle. Just take up action as a prince takes up sports. So you need to take up action not as a drudgery, but as something that you enjoy. You know, you must do what you like, obviously, that's given. But when you take up action, it's just to, you know, do as an obligation. Now, to conclude, we conduct classes, Vedanta weekly classes, on Sunday mornings every week from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. This is Sunday mornings, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. The contact person is Mr. Y. Mr. Y. Number is 027-275-8266. 027-275-8266.